Yeah, it's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And I'm joined by our pop culture critic, Craig Sillifantin. Craig, if this isn't must-see TV, I don't know what is. A new documentary on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, so it's a two-part documentary series about the Jerry Springer Show. It's coming to Netflix in January of next year. It's called Jerry Springer Fights, Camera, Action, and it will explore how the long-running tabloid talk show became one of the most outrageous television hits of the 1990s. The doc will feature firsthand testimony and apparently revelations even from show insiders, interviews with producers, former guests who help uncover what they're calling a murkier picture of the Jerry Springer Show and the destruction it caused. So I think there's a little bit of like, hey, remember this, but also here's the dark underbelly that you didn't see. It promises to raise renewed questions about who is responsible, how far things should go in the name of entertainment. And if you remember, the Jerry Springer Show ran for 27 seasons.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable. Hey, from 91 to 2018. And it was obviously popular due to its trashy, unfiltered approach to controversial topics. Incest, racism, adultery, like all kinds of crazy stuff. The guests were rowdy. They break out in fist fights and throw in chairs and security guards. I remember even his security guard got his own show, Steve Wilkos.
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of those shows you watch when you're sick at home and that's all that's on TV. And if you remember too, the women would flash their chest yes. to get some Jerry beads. So the series was loathed by critics. TV Guide called it one of the worst shows of all time in 2002. Of course, that didn't faze Springer, who then began introducing the program as one of the worst TV shows of all time. I mean, say what you will about Jerry Springer, but he's obviously a really smart guy and he knew how to like leverage all this stuff. So it will be very interesting to see like what's darker than what we saw on the surface,
right?
With this documentary. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Marvel, you're telling me, has canceled the major movie we've been waiting for. Which one's this?
Yeah, so this one's interesting. So if you saw Deadpool and Wolverine, there was a funny line by Wesley Snipes during his surprise cameo role in that movie. And he said, there's only one Blade. There's only ever going to be one Blade. So, part of the reason why the line was so funny is because Marvel was already working on the next Blade movie and had been for years. But Disney announced yesterday that the MCU's movie has been pulled from the company's upcoming release calendar. It was dated to come out in November 2025, and now it's been removed from the schedule entirely. Disney's going to release a new Predator movie on that date. Blade was first announced over 5 years ago at Comic-Con in 2019, and little was revealed about it beyond the idea that Mahershala Ali was going to take over the role as Marvel's day-walking vampire hunter. Obviously, Wesley Snipes played that role, in the late 90s, early 2000s. All kinds of things happen with these Marvel movies. They get shuffled around and stuff. So, just because they're doing this right now doesn't mean we're never going to see a Blade movie or that Ali won't play the role. I think never say never where these Marvel movies are concerned. But it does confirm that it's going to be a long time, perhaps even years before it gets done. I think I actually was looking forward to this one. I think it's kind of a cool character. Mahershala Ali is a amazing actor. And I think that was like great casting to get him in as Blade. So I actually would like them to see them do this. But we'll see where it goes in the future.
He's our pop culture critic. You can also find his work at CraigSillifant.com. Craig, thanks so much for this. And we'll chat again soon.
Cheers.